Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I praise you and thank you and worship you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Lord, I praise you and thank you and worship you for being our God and our Lord, our Savior, and what a mighty God you are. Father, as the word goes out today, I ask you to anoint the word of God. I ask you to speak through me and your word, and may you speak to the people that they may learn more about what your word says and who they are and what they can do in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, bless the word as it goes out today. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been talking for the last few days about what it takes to walk in the anointing, to be able to see the Lord do great and mighty things when you pray or when you speak in His name. Well, as we've discussed, there's many things you need to do, but one of those things is listed in Matthew 5:48. Now, when I first read this in Matthew 5:48, I really thought this was just a little more than I could ever obtain. But obviously, this is not an unobtainable goal, because if it was, the Lord could not have made this statement. He said in Matthew 5:48, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Now then, if you don't believe that's an obtainable goal, then there's no use for you to even start out to try to do that. But if you believe that God told you the truth in His Word, then you have a very high standard to set for yourself. And I've set that standard for myself. I am not there yet. I have not arrived. But I am on the pathway. I am striving to be perfect, just exactly like my Lord Jesus Christ was perfect. Now then, as you begin to approach this position of perfection, being like the King, you will see that He will begin to release His power through you to do great and mighty things in His name. Because in Luke 6:40, He makes you a promise. He said, "The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master." In other words, if you will train yourself, if you will walk holy before God, you'll pray and seek the Lord and do all the things the Lord tells you to do in His Word, as you begin to approach this position of perfection, even getting close to it, at least the Lord sees you're on that uphill course. He knows you're struggling, striving, you're reading His Word, you're praying His Word, you're praying to Him, you're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. You are walking in obedience to the Word, and as you begin to approach this direction, He will begin to release His power through you. When you move out of sin, strife, unforgiveness, all those things, repent of all those things, and start realizing that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, you are a son or a daughter of God, and that all these promises belong to you, then you will strive to become just like Jesus. And as you do, the closer you get to that, the greater He will share His power with you. Now, I know what I'm talking about because I have had that experience. I've come from a denominational background the first 40 or 45 years of my life that never, virtually never, there was a few little answers to prayer in there once in a while, but nothing very significant. But in the last 10 or 15 years, especially the last 10 years, as I have begin to approach this realm where the Lord tells me to walk, I have literally seen the Lord do hundreds and hundreds of mighty things. In fact, one of the men at church the other day said, "Thurman, we need to start taking all these videos that we make at church and just take the testimonies off of them, and we need to make 2 or 3 long teachings just on the miracles and healings that people get, testimonies." I said, "Isn't it amazing to have a problem like that in church?" But it is such a wonderful thing to pray for people and see the Lord do the wonderful things He does. In fact, I had a couple of preachers come over to my ministry center here in the Justin area just a short while back, and one of them had cancer, and they got a hold of some of my tapes and teachings, and they realized I was a man of faith. So they made an appointment with me on Sunday afternoon about 2 o'clock, but they were there by 1:30, and I talked to those two men till 6:30, and I built their faith mountain high, and then I stood on Mark 16, 17, and 18 and drove that devil of cancer out of him, and then laid hands on him and commanded him to be healed in the name of Jesus. And the very next day, he had an appointment with the doctor to check to see how extensive his chemo or radiation was going to have to be, and there was nothing there. He was healed. And I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to get to pray those kind of prayers of faith for people. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus. He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He never changes. If you don't know this Jesus, you need to give your life, your heart to Jesus. Do you know you can't go to heaven without knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I don't care how good of good works you've done. I don't care how good you've been to your family, your wife. I don't care if you've gone to church and tithed and everything else. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, confessed Him with your mouth and believed with your heart that the Father raised Him from the dead, you are not saved. You need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And He tells you in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, 9, and 10, He tells you exactly how to do that. And it is so simple. Right there, even a 4-year-old child could understand it. Because that's how old my son was when he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And then my daughter, she was only 6 when she did that. So they don't have to be very old if you teach them the Word of God on a regular basis. But praise the Lord. A disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. So this is a goal. Perfection. Training ourselves to be exactly like the Lord Jesus Christ so we can walk in the same anointing He did. Now let's go on to another verse here. Now then, let's go over and see some of the gifts that we can walk in. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul told us about these mighty gifts that is available to us. So since God is a faith God, if you don't know these, you can't request that He give these to you if you don't know what they are. So if you really want to see the Lord do some mighty works in your life, learn these 9 gifts. These are 9 basic gifts that the Lord has given to us to be used within the body of Christ to get things done. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul told us in verse 1, he didn't want us to be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. Well, some churches today don't even teach at all about the spiritual gifts. And I happen to be raised up in one of those kind of churches that very rarely ever talks about or teaches spiritual gifts. So we want to talk about those a little bit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting with verse 8. He says, "For to one is given by the Spirit." Now you notice the Spirit of God is the one that gives these, and He gives them to whom He will. But you need to ask the Lord for these. You need to ask Him to give you, as He baptizes you with the power of the Holy Ghost, you need to ask Him for these gifts. And go down through this list of gifts and see which one you think you would like to walk in to start off with, and then ask the Lord, ask the Father in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, to impart one or more of these gifts to you. Now, I love them all. I'd love to have them all. I want to walk in them. But He turns it on and off. I do not. But I can help it by praying and asking the Father in Jesus' name to fill me with the mighty Holy Spirit and with all these gifts. Now let's talk about these gifts. To start off with, in verse 8, He said, "To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom." In other words, you can get words of wisdom from the Lord that'll show you and teach you how to handle people and do things. It's amazing. And then another one that's kind of like it is the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. In other words, the Lord will give you a word of knowledge about someone, about something that you need to know about that person. And I've had Him do that to me and through me several times. it's a wonderful thing. Of course, I've had him give me words of wisdom also. And then to another faith. Now, this is an awesome gift to have. When you get this one, I walk in this one more than any other of the gifts. To another faith. When you get to walk in the gift of faith, you can see the Lord do some mighty things. Now, I don't believe this gift is available to you without a tremendous knowledge of the Word of God. When you begin to read it and study it and hide it into your heart, then He gives you this gift of faith by the Spirit to be used of Him for His glory. And then it says to another the gift of healing, but it's given by the same Holy Spirit. So a gift of healing. In other words, I have also had the privilege to walk in that a little at different times. But it's a wonderful thing to have, the gift of healing, so that you can lay your hands on someone or speak over them and see them get healed. One afternoon here a few years ago, the gift of healing and the gift of faith was alive in my body at the same time as a lady in a place of business where I was had fell into a big commercial oven and burned off the skin off of her right arm, all the bottom. It must have been a foot long along there, a long place, a couple of inches wide, where she had fell on a big hot steel door from an oven, burned all the skin off of her arm, and I ran up and laid my hands on her and quoted three different sets of verses, and the verses were Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Mark 16, 18, and Mark 11, 23. And I told her that because of these verses, after I quoted them out loud, she would get a supernatural healing from the King. And that day, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, when she got burned so severely, her pain was gone in just a few minutes. She refused to go to the doctor. And by the next morning, the woman's arm was completely healed without a scar or a mark. But yet, the evening before, at 5 o'clock, she had huge blisters all up and down her arm. Now, that's what happens when the gifts of healing and the gifts of faith come upon you. And then it says to another, the working of miracles. Now, whenever miracles come upon you, wow. And I've had the Lord do that just a few times. And then to another, prophecy. Whenever you speak a word of prophecy to someone, and that's a wonderful gift to have and to see the Lord use that through you also. And then discerning of spirits and the different kinds of evil spirits there are. And that is a wonderful gift to have. And then the various kinds of tongues and the interpretation of those tongues. These are all magnificent gifts the Lord has given us. And if you've never operated within these gifts, you need to begin to seek the Lord diligently so He will give them to you. We'll continue on with all these teachings tomorrow. I invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We have people in the daytime standing by to pray with you or to take tape orders or whatever, and we send out everything free and postpaid. Also, you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.